joining me here in the KRDO Afternoon News studio is Leslie Irvine, Colorado College Athletic Director. Welcome to Colorado Springs. It's great to have you here.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
And it hasn't been very long, has it?
55 days since
Oh my gosh.
We count here in athletics.
When our mutual friend Jerry Cross and I were talking, it was like 35 days. So I mean, you were brand new then.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow, what a treat to have you here. And you're coming at one of the most interesting times in Colorado college history. There is so much going on, not only in the programs themselves, but now a new arena is coming.
That's right.
For hockey.
Yeah, that's right. And I think a lot of that really spoke to my interest in the opportunity too. It's exciting times and tons of ability to impact and grow.
Well, Leslie, I consider it a real privilege to be one of the people that gets to introduce you to the community. And let's start with you telling us a little bit about you.
Yeah, I mean, I think about what people would be interested in hearing. I was born and raised in England, which is a little bit outside of the box. The accent's a little bit still there. So I did my undergrad work there, and then I was an athlete, like many of us who got our start in athletics. I was a field hockey player and eventually came over to the United States to play. I played at Iowa and then got into coaching and love the fact that I have coaching in my background. That helps me build quick relationships with our coaches. So coached at Stanford for 10 years, and then really from that point wanted to have big impact around the student-athlete experience. So I've been fortunate to be at some great institutions at Pomona, Pitsa most recently, and then this opportunity, which is great, a great package of kind of my experiences, right? Division I, Division III. I was at Bowling Green State, so that's where I fell in love with hockey as well. So as I learned about the opportunity, I'm like, my goodness, this is, you know, this has been a special opportunity for me.
I'm thinking you're glowing right now. I hope you don't mind me saying that.
Thanks.
And would you tell us a little bit about how you and CC found each other?
Yeah, I mean, I can speak to that. I think CC hired a search firm, which, again, I think that speaks to its commitment to athletics. I think they really recognized, the institution recognized the value of what athletics can do for an educational institution and the value in having a leader, and certainly a leader who's very external facing to very focused on building relationships. And it's been really fun to come back to the Springs when I was in Bowling Green. A lot of analogies there, different towns. But the point being is the relationship between the college and the city and the relationship between the college and the town is really important. And I love doing that type of work. So it was a search firm, and you get the call and they say, hey, do you have 5 minutes? Let me tell you about this opportunity. And before long, I began to realize that this was one that we really had to take a serious look at.
Oh, what a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
And as I say, it's great to have you here. The big new news is that we are getting a new hockey arena.
Yeah.
It is the Robeson Arena.
That's right.
That's how you pronounce Robertson incorrectly, so it's Robeson.
Yeah, that's right.
We decided that earlier today.
Yeah.
And you have just brought on the contractor who's actually going to do the construction as well.
Yeah, that's right, actually. We've been working diligently on it every day, and I would say that's probably the next big chapter in the project. We did go through that process, and Nunn really did an outstanding job through that process, and they're very excited to jump on as part of the project. And I was at a meeting yesterday where the contractors were meeting with the architects for the first time, and those are cool meetings to be a part of as you really start to see things come together.
So Nunn Construction, a name that has been in Colorado Springs and synonymous with the Springs for a very long time.
Yeah, that's
sort
right.
of an institution on that side of things. Leslie, a quick glimpse into the future with Leslie Irvine as athletic director.
Yeah, great question. Gosh, I think for me, you know, the skill set that I bring and what's really unique about our department is you've got your 15 Division III sports, you've got your 2 Division I, and I think as a former coach, one of the things I love to do is just sit down with each of the coaches and design a roadmap to be the best program we can be. If you're in coaching or if you're in athletics, you like to compete for championships. And it's going to be really fun to sit down and learn with all the programs. I think hockey and certainly women's soccer, you know, they have a different platform. And I think certainly with hockey in the arena, we were in a branding exercise yesterday with the company who's actually going to brand the building. And it was really, it was a great coming together of thinking about the opportunity that this arena presents, not only to support the institution's goals, but to highlight athletics in general and have people know that, yes, we have hockey, but we actually have 17 sports. And really, for student athletes, I was so proud to be a student athlete, and it really matters. And it's going to give us an opportunity to share our story on a larger scale.
Well, congratulations to you and to us, because we got you here.
Yeah.
And a new arena coming up, Robeson Arena, Nunn Construction, the contractor. Wow, a lot happening. 17 sports teams and all those activities. So what I'm teeing up right now is that you and I are going to have a regular monthly visit. And when we get into hockey season, we'll see even more frequently.
We love that. Yes, yeah. We love you guys are such great partners for us, and we'd love to tell our story and give updates and be visible in the community.
Very excited about that. Leslie Irvine, CC's athletic director. Again, welcome to Colorado Springs, and thank you for being here today.
Thanks so much. So happy to be here.